This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Another Thursday, another episode of Your Q. And just super excited to be here. I know I say that every week, but I'm honestly am excited every Thursday to be here. And it ends up being so much fun getting to know different people and talking about different subjects each week. So thank you for tuning in. Plus, I have to say, we've had a lot of really positive feedback in different avenues coming in about enjoying listening to the show. And that's really, really inspiring for me, honestly, because I'm like, well, we don't know. And I always talk about I have my six people that listen. So yay to the I'm going to call them the original nine. And I'm doing that because I've kind of been binge watching Sons of Anarchy. I got to tell on myself a little bit. So there's the first nine. Oh, that's kind of funny. But anyway, so I have a few things I want to talk about. But in studio today with me for the first half of the show is Nick Garcia. Welcome, Nick.
How's it going?
Great. So fun to have you here. And Nick is the head coach for Douglas High School, so Trojans football. And that's really exciting. I've known Nick for a lot of his life. I feel like he was a bonus child, as he was one of the very best friends of my oldest son, Gavin. And so this is super fun to have you, and I look forward to chatting with you today.
I do too.
It'll be great. But I wanted to add you in here before we talk about exactly why you're here, because I just always talk about random things on the show. And I told Nick, I like to kind of go back to things that I talked about last week just to finish that up. And one of the funny things as far as comments was people joking around about how much I talked about the ice cream sandwiches at Umpqua Survival when we had Carlos on. And so I will say my husband was sweet and drove me out there on Saturday, and we bought an ice cream sandwich, and I waited and took it to work and broke it up into pieces with a knife and shared it with everybody at the office. And it's really tasty, everybody. So I'm not kidding. There is a trick to it, though. So I want to tell everybody the educating piece from your cue. And that is to either have some water or have your mouth just very ready to put that in and then take a small sip of water. Because once it got hydrated, you could taste it just like if it was normal. It was so, so good. So I tell everybody, plus they have so much stuff out there. That building looks medium size, but they have so much jam packed in the store that I don't even know how long we were in there. And I'm sure we did not gaze at the same thing twice. So take some time, go out there and enjoy yourself. Get an ice cream sandwich. Well, they'll probably be out of stock if too many people go, but they'll keep restocking those ice cream sandwiches and go out and enjoy it. And the staff was really knowledgeable and super kind. So that was fun. And that's my follow up from last week. And then one of the things we had happen this week at Premier is our office dog Jax was chasing his golf balls over the weekend, which is one of his favorite things to do. And he got his foot in a hole and kept going and broke his leg. So that's been really traumatic. He had surgery last night. He's back at the office right now. He got there just a little bit before I left. So we're so grateful for that. And just want to put out prayer requests for him. So for healing for Jax. I know he's a dog. I don't care. He's super, super special in our lives. So please, prayers for Jax for healing. Because we just love that little critter. We love that little fella. I mean, pets, they're like our babies. They are yours. I know that, Nick.
Oh, yes. I have two of my own at home.
Yeah. And they're your kids.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your fur babies. That's what we call them. But anyway, so Nick, I'm going to get to you now here. We're super excited to have you on. And like we said, you know, known Gavin and been my oldest son's buddy for a long, long time. And Gavin and Nick ran track together. They both competed in the same sports. Otherwise, Nick, you played football and Gavin ran cross country. And so they kind of did other sports and some basketball at the same time, mm-hmm. but other things. But track was a fun thing that we did together. And I got to enjoy. Sometimes Nick's mom would ride along with me and we'd always have a blast. So I treasure those memories. But I was telling Nick one of the things, it doesn't surprise me that you're coaching because You've just had that, I guess I want to say, innate just ability to kind of always want to take people under your wing. Even when you were in high school, it was obvious. And immediately after high school, you volunteered and then helped out. And
yeah, I always got friends joking with me when we were in school, like sitting on the bench or on the sideline and stuff like that, because I was always pretty animated all the time. And they're always like, man, you probably are going to end up being a coach when you're, you know, older and things like that. And it just ended up that way, you know. And my dad and my grandpa were mm-hmm. both very involved in sports when they were growing up. My dad's been a ref for over 20 years, so I always got to go to games with him and seeing that stuff. So growing up with sports, playing sports and all that was just always in my blood, I guess, just exactly. to do that stuff all the time.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. It's kind of in your DNA.
Yeah.
But, and you're so great at it. And, you know, getting to see you, you know, right out of school, you know, you kind of turned around right away and started helping with the team. And then you did the junior high football, so went from track into football. And
so I did, when I first started coaching, I was 19. I was helping out at track for Roseburg. I was there for about 6 years, and I did junior high football and basketball during that time also. And then after I left that, I was up at Sutherland for about 5 years doing football up there. And now this is going to be my fourth year, I think, out at Douglas, and this will be my first year as designated permanent head coach. So it's been a long time, about 13 years.
It's been a journey.
Yeah, it has. But this is where I wanted to end up being. You know, I went from the junior high stuff to just being assistant for varsity, and now the head spot is what I've been working towards. So I'm pretty happy with it.
Well, and congratulations. And it's well-deserved because you've put in the time, plus you are a natural, and it is in your DNA. And I was just telling Nick before the show that my husband always, you know, finds something that he connects with, and we adopt teams. So now we might have to adopt Douglas High School football,
right,
and become Trojan fans when we all get together and get in the seats and get back in full gear. I'm ready.
Right. So are we. Definitely.
So ready for that. Well, one of the reasons I reached out, Nick, is because I know you guys have you know, you're trying to get equipment and, you know, I mean, funds are short with schools, unfortunately. Yeah. That's really sad to say, but that is the truth that we live in right now. And so you're kind of taking measures into your own hands. You want to tell us a little bit about
that?
Yeah,
just a little bit more initiative. We always, like every year, we have a certain amount of money that we get to spend on the team. But with football, more than any other sport, like we have a lot of equipment, not just for practice stuff, for game as well, and then all the things that we use during practice, like pads and shields and sleds and all that kind of stuff. I just put in an order for us to get a new sled, but you know, that's right around $5,000. And so what I'm wanting to do is get these kids out and a little bit work for the things that they're going to get. If they want the nice new stuff, sometimes they got to work for it. And so I'm just putting together work crews for anybody and everybody. What we have right now is we're asking $100 an hour for six kids, and five to six kids usually, and usually about two coaches per hour. And anything from, we've done in the past, we just helped last weekend a couple move out of their home and move everything into like a moving truck and their trucks and everything like that. So that took us a couple hours. About a week before that, we did a bunch of brush cleanup for Patriot Automotive out behind where they're working. And even a year or two ago, when the snow hit, we did a lot of yard cleanup, like wood splitting, hauling that stuff off and things like that. So anything that people, you know, like berry bushes and stuff like that, people that don't want to do on their own, you know, these kids will get out there and do it. So we're just trying to work a little bit more for a little extra stuff that, you know, because everything with these kids these days is they see all like, you know, the pros and the guys in college have all the nice new stuff. Like, you know, they get right. more bigger sponsors than we do. But if you guys want that stuff, like, we got to work for it a little bit.
Not everybody has Nike in their back pocket.
Right, yeah.
Again, that's reality versus
exactly,
you know, what we see on TV. But and when you're talking kids, we're talking football players.
Yep.
So they're hard workers. They're
trying to get involved with the junior high also. So like the eighth graders who are coming up and going to be in ninth grade, they're involved as well because they're going to be with those, you know, right now sophomores, juniors and everything right. like that, that they're going to be part of that team soon. And so we're trying to, it's a lot of it, it is too, is like team bonding also, mm-hmm. working with new kids, trying to get along with everybody. Like I always tell them, sometimes you might not like everybody that's on your team, but you know, every day in practice and every Friday night, you know, you guys played together. And so we're going to learn to get along and do all this stuff. So, and I try and pair them different all the time. So they're working with different kids and everything like that. So it's good. We've had a lot of positive experience or times the last two or three times that we've gone out. People have been really happy with it and stuff like that. So it's been, and the kids have worked real hard. Like sometimes, you know, like other kids, they start off kind of slow, but then, you know, they got into it and 2-3 hours later, they got a lot of work done. So it's been really good.
And just that sense of pride. Mm-hmm. That's like job well done and the team's benefiting from it and you're out there doing sweat equity together. And so, I mean, there's just so many, the ripple effects of the positivity mm-hmm. is just phenomenal. So I think.
And sometimes, you know, this last time they even fed them, you know, the couple that we work for went and bought them lunch and gave them lunch. So they were all like, oh man, does this happen sometimes? Like, yeah, if you guys showed that you worked hard, maybe you earned a little money and then you earned some food. And, you know, these kids, these little boys, you know, especially with us growing up mm-hmm. too, you feed us, you know, we'll be there.
Yep. Know that very well. You guys were around a lot.
Right.
Plus we traveled a lot together. And that's true. You do spend such a huge amount of your time when you're involved with this, like daily doubles, and it's like you see your teammates far more than you see your family, mm-hmm. at, you know, during that certain time of the year. So this being a slower time where, you know, it's like you said, building that team bond and uh-huh. and all of that. So that's really cool. So if somebody is interested in reaching out and having one of your crews come out or help and or just donate towards what you're doing, because it's really cool what you are doing, how do they reach out to you?
Well, the school posted it to their Facebook page. I have too, and a ton of our parents and other coaches have posted it as well. But it's also through just my phone number and my email, or also you could even get a hold of Douglas High School and they will forward you stuff or get you a hold of me somehow if you guys don't know. And I have paperwork and everything like that for people. And a lot of it you can also use it as a tax write-off if for businesses who are looking to donate also. If you're something like that, we are also looking into buying banners for those businesses and putting them up on our fence during games so they get some advertisement out there as well. So it's just a little showing some support to them as much as they're showing support yes. for us. So.
And what's your email if somebody's interested in emailing you?
So my email is Garcia, so G-A-R-C-I-A 22. Nick, N-I-C-K, and then @gmail.com.
Perfect.
So.
I didn't know if you had a different one or not.
Right, yeah.
But, and how long will you be doing this for?
This will be anytime. I was going to put it up now, and then I was going to have them put it up again in the summertime. But and whenever work comes up, sometimes we'll, like right now I have about 3 or 4 jobs lined up for the next coming weekends and then nothing after that, which is fine. Sometimes during the wintertime, it's a little slower, but then the summertime, like we'll even, you know, buck hay if people need hay and things like that. We've done that before too. So anytime really that as long as I can get kids together and coaches, like if you guys need some work done, I'll get them there no matter what. So they don't get out of it that easy.
Well, it is already time for our first commercial break. See, this goes by so fast.
Yeah.
So we'll be back with more of your cue with Coach Nick Garcia here from Douglas High School in just a moment. We'll be back.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This happens every time. I know I talk about it. I get talking too much during the commercials. Okay, welcome back to your queue. This is Shannon Sebastian, And in studio here with me is Nick Garcia, the newest head coach of Douglas High School, the Trojans football. So I just want to reiterate for people that maybe just caught on towards the end or just tuning in. So Nick's doing a work crew with some of the football players and other adults, and they're doing this to raise money for equipment and for machinery and things that they need to
camps. If they have camps this summer, hopefully they'll be, we can go back to some camps that the colleges put on. Those are really good for the kids and things like that. And some coaching clinics and stuff for my staff also. So all that stuff goes to, everything is going to go to the program for either us as coaches to help us learn some new things, or always to the kids to get new stuff or send them to camp, or like you said, with pads and equipment for practice and things like that.
So I'm intrigued with the camp. Is that for the coaches or for the students?
So it's kind of both. It's mainly for the kids. We usually go to the Linfield camp, which is really, really good. They put on a really great camp with their kids and their staff and things like that. And it's like 4 days of like 3-a-day practices, so the kids get, you know, it's no downtime, but they feed them and do all that. And some of it is for the coaches also and stuff. So that's, it's really fun too. All the kids stay together, stay the night, and it's close. It's on campus. So, you know, they get a little bit of a feel for what college might be like if that's what they're looking for in the future and stuff. Right. So it's just something that they all have fun going to. And I know the kids in the past had recommended, like, to new kids that are coming up, hey, if they do it again, you know, you guys got to go because it's really fun. And so I'm hoping with all this stuff going on in the world that they can have it again. Yeah, they haven't had it in a couple of years because of all the COVID things going on. But I'm hoping that they can do that. So if they run that, I'm going to try and get our kids, as many of our kids, to go to that as well. So,
well, let us know, because I think that might be something that the listeners might be interested in, like sponsoring a player or something like that. You know, just especially somebody that might really want to go but maybe isn't able to due to, you know, just the expense of it. So anyway, keep posted or reach out to Nick. And we wanted to give your email, and we didn't give your phone number out last time, so we want to give your email and your phone number out. So if people are interested in the work crew coming out, if you're interested in donating, or now we've talked about the camp, maybe helping sponsor that, and just get more details on that, Nick, give them your info and we'll tell them how to get a hold of you.
Phone number is 541-643-0415, and shoot me a text, or if you call, a lot of the times, I mean, I don't answer numbers that I don't know, but leave me a voicemail. I know people don't like to sometimes, but if you want me to call you back, let me know. And then my email, Garcia, GARCIA22, Nick, NICK, at gmail.com. I'm usually pretty quick to get back to you on that as well. So,
perfect.
Two easiest ways to get a hold of me.
Two best ways. There you go. So reach out. Let them know, you know, even if it's not now, because you said you do it all throughout the year, schedule out ahead of time or get on the books or let them know you're interested. And that way you can reach out later down the road. And I always do that. Put a tickler file out there. Oh, I need to talk to them in June, or I need to do this or that. So definitely do that. Well, so tell us about, I mean, I know you've gradually worked up, you know, through coaching positions to this head coach. So this is super exciting. I feel like I got a celebrity in the house. It's like, I knew him back when, people.
Right.
Yeah. Before he was a big, really big deal in coaching.
Yeah.
But what is the most rewarding part of it for you?
Seeing the kids, like, grow throughout the years that they're there. Working with the job that I do also, I work with little kids. And then at the end of the day, I get to go be with the high school kids. And over the years, at seeing them as, like, maybe sometimes 7th, 8th graders to freshmen, sophomores, through all the way to their seniors, seeing how they grow and progress and really buy into some of the things that we're doing is really rewarding in the end. You know, and then it's also fun, too, because I've been coaching for so long that kids that have came back now are going to be on my staff to help me coach now. And even people have called me during, while they're at school, you know, what can I do to help me get, you know, stronger or faster? Or when they come back from college, like, hey, can we go work out? Can you take me to the school? Can you take me to the gym? And things like that. So it's always nice to know that when kids come back, like, they're always, you know, open and willing to come back and, like, hey, can we go do more stuff? And I can be that guy to that they come back to and work all that stuff with. So that's, it's really nice to see. And that's really when it shows like, hey, you know, I made a little bit of a difference here and there for some of these guys.
I have no doubt, just because of who you are and the person that you are and just your heart, that you've made a huge impact. So I think that just any of those young men, gentlemen who have had the honor to be around you or that you've coached, I'm sure you have really uplifted them or taught them, you know, something that they'll take on with them for a lifetime that they won't even know right now that that's what they're going to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we get so caught up with the W's and the L's
right.
that it's like, in hindsight, I don't know if you know every record of every team you've been on. You probably do because you're that person that might. But you know how you feel, how close you are with people that you were teammates with. I mean, it's just those things that later on down the road that still stick with you and that are special. So
definitely.
It's kind of cool to know you're out there doing the next generation of inspiration and just spreading that cheer. Who knows, one of your kiddos that you've coached is going to go on to be a coach someday because you've inspired him.
Right, yeah. And it's going to have a good, I feel like I have a really good staff too, one of the best ones around and who I'm wanting to bring on and things like that. And they're younger, which helps, and a little more relatable to especially this generation that's coming up now. Because throughout the years of coaching, I can tell every 5 to 6 years it changes a little bit. And just having these younger guys around who have not too far out of their high school playing days or their college playing days, like, hey, we know what's going on, we know what's happening and everything like that. So, you know, there's no reason to get around it. We know what's happening. Let's, you know, get going and move on. So having those guys around definitely helps a little bit too. So,
and just that new blood
mm-hmm.
to get fired up and you probably get motivation from it as well. I mean, you know, that I was just sharing with a friend the other day, we were talking about perspective and how we look at things. And it's like when you get a response from somebody, is our first thought that they were giving us, was it maybe negative or was it, you know, maybe how did they perceive something? So we're always talking about the energy or the glasses that you look through life with or whatever. And so to have these positive, energetic people around is contagious.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I imagine Douglas High School's going to have some really fun years ahead of them in the football program.
I'm hoping so. That's the plan.
So not being familiar, I mean, I'm familiar with Douglas High School, but not having a child attended and competing, what schools do you guys compete against?
So it changed. It has changed the last couple of years, but we play in the 3A league.
Okay.
And we play schools like Sutherland, South Umpqua, the smaller schools in Medford, Cascade Christian, St. Mary's, Brookings. So we're in that 3A league that's right above the 2A. So like, but now we have a different league and things are a little bit changing. We're waiting for all that to get finalized. So that's a whole new process because that usually changes every couple of years with attendance in schools and numbers that schools have and things like that. So we should be in the same one, but we're still waiting for all those big wigs at the OSAA to finalize everything for us to see what's all going to be said and done.
Wow, that's really interesting. I mean, it seems like that when I was in school and when you kids were in school, it was the same teams all the time. We were going around. And then now since you kids have been out of school, it's like, okay, well, we don't play them anymore. Now we play here and now we go there. And it's like, how – like, you got to get these rivalries.
Yeah.
You got to keep these old school rivalries going. But when they change stuff, it's like, oh, well, it's – I guess the positive side of that is you get to play new places and travel new places and learn new places. But – it's kind of fun to also have those long-standing rivalries.
Yeah, and I've come to learn that the Sutherland and the South Umpqua games are pretty big for Douglas, too. So that's a new rivalry that I'm getting used to being from Roseburg. I'm used to playing at the bigger schools and bigger, you know, stadiums and things like that. But it's all still the same. I still get the same kind of, not nervous feeling, but little goosebumps, you know, every Friday night getting ready for the kids to go out and play and stuff. So that's still feeling just like when everybody played. It's the same way.
Well, that's really exciting. Well, thank you for being on today. First, it was I was have been excited since you said you would be willing to do this, and I just want to wish you the best of luck with everything in your future endeavors out there at Douglas High School. And please, if anybody has any work, which we all do, I know I'm gonna have to talk to my husband about this. You know, call up, email Nick. Help these kids earn their way. This is so important right now. It always seems like people are talking about today's generation just wants everything for nothing and handed to them and has these expectations that they are just owed this. And here are young men and coaches out there willing to put in the sweat equity to earn the dollars to buy equipment and to better their program. And so it's like we need to reward this wonderful ethics and work ethics, and so I really hope that you're I don't want your phone to ring off the hook. People call him during respectable hours, so that would be great. Right. And so one more time, if you can give me your phone number, please call Nick if you would be interested in the work crew coming out.
541-643-0415. You can text me or call, and always if I don't answer, please leave a voicemail.
So. Very important. Text or leave a voicemail. Because everybody knows we get all these scam phone calls now. Like, that's our life.
Right.
So I don't think anybody hardly answers their phone unless they know who it is anymore. Because it's too much about Marriott or your car warranty or anything like that. But it's so fun to have you here. And
yeah, thanks for having me. This is cool. This is great to get out. Hopefully people get some work out and, you know, help us out a little bit.
It's wonderful. I think the opportunity is great. And to see people out there really trying to hustle and earn some extra money for better equipment is nice too. And I mean, it's sad that we're there, but it's wonderful that they're willing to do that and invest back and pay it forward, because the seniors that are out there doing this now are actually paying it forward a lot for the kids that are coming behind them. So
exactly,
that's really cool. And if everybody keeps paying it forward, I just see bright things in your future out there at Douglas High School and Trojan football. So, and hopefully, I told Nick, I said, tell your mom hi, and then I'm like, never mind, I'm going to tell her hi on air. So, Diana, I miss you, and I think about you often, so we need to connect, and you did a great job with this kid, as you know, but this is super cool having him on here, so. It is time for a break now, so we're going to head out, and we'll be back in just a few moments with your cue. This is Shannon Sebastian. Be back on KQEN News Radio 1240.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. All right. This is Thursday, your cue. And I'm super, super pumped for this. I didn't say excited. I'm saying I'm pumped up and happy about this. So
good.
This portion of the show is sponsored and brought to you by Umpqua Survival, and this is the Local Business Buzz, and this is an opportunity for us to get to know local business owners and kind of the people behind the brand. And so I'm really excited, there I said it again, I know I always use the word excited, but to have Carolyn Kemp from Prince Charming and Screen Printing and Embroidery here at in the studio. And Carolyn, welcome.
Thank you. It's very exciting to be here.
I'm just thrilled. So yeah. I have known Carolyn for a very long time, but just so we know, we're ladies, we won't age each other here, but it's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Long time.
It's been a while.
Long time. And Carolyn has done Sunday school, had been a Sunday school teacher with me, and Vacation Bible School, and all kinds of things. So we've known each other through church for many years. And
you would have been in my Sunday school class.
Yes.
Yes.
I was in the Sunday school. I was in your Sunday school
class. I've known you since you were a small child.
Yes. That was just, you know, that was just 20 years ago, though.
Oh,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But the fun thing was Christmas Eve when I went to church and with Mom, and I had shared with Carolyn, she'd come up and actually shared that she listens to the show, and we had talked about it for a little bit. But at that time, I wasn't sure if I was going to do it or not. At least that's what my mom knew, and I had not decided to stay on and got a chance to tell her yet. And the whole show, when it started, the whole premise behind this was bringing light into the darkness. And so I had shared that, and then that ended up being the theme of Pastor's speech that night. It was like, oh, he's just talking to me and about your cue, and we have to do this. And now we've been blessed with staying on and doing it, Numqua Survival joining us and doing this local business buzz. So it's like, it had to be you.
Thank you.
So I'm so thrilled you're here. So Carolyn, tell us a little bit about how Prince Charming started, or how it came to be.
Okay. It was maybe an accident, because in 1976, my husband Gene was grocery manager at Gove's Market, and I was teaching sewing classes for UCC for the community ed, and at the same time I was in the PTA at Fullerton 4. Well, Fullerton 4 badly needed new basketball uniforms, and so with my bright idea, we decided the moms that we would make those uniforms. So I made patterns and then got the fabric, which is big red double net fabric. Remember that? Anyway, we made the uniforms, and then they said, well, gee, we have to put the name on them somehow. How are we going to do that? So my husband and I talked about it, and we went up to Portland and picked up the few supplies that we needed, a screen and a can of ink, and got a quick lesson on how to do it, and came back home, and we started printing those. We didn't realize that red is the hardest color to screen print on, and polyester is the worst fabric. And we were printing white on red polyester because it needed to say Fullerton 4 Panthers.
Yes.
So, but they all turned out great. So we kind of got excited about that. And then, I don't know, little by little, we kind of, other people ask us for things. And the next thing you know, we had a shop set up in our home. We had a big shop attached to our house. So that's where we started. And for really quite a long time, we did the screen printing out of there. And Gene continued to work at the grocery store. And I continued to work and do stuff with the kids, which was great. And we, you know, kind of went on that way for a while. But then in 1978, we decided to move downtown. We'd grown a little bit. We wanted to open just a regular T-shirt shop, you know, the kind where the you know, the iron-on designs are all over the walls, and all we had were bunches of T-shirts. And so we had a little corner store there. Festive Catering is in that building right now on the corner of Jackson and Douglas. So we were in there, and had just a T-shirt shop. So that was kind of fun. So we did the iron-on designs. Then we grew a little bit more, and so we moved another door over and got a little bit more space, and then we got the big garage space where we could move our screen printing equipment. So that's when we moved downtown. Around 78, 79 years is the time we did that. So from there, we also expanded and got another store. I don't know if you remember it or not. Mm-hmm. It was called Bottoms Up Jeans and Shirt Shop.
100% remember it.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. We, you know, had all kinds of just the comfort clothing you live in every day, and we dressed you from the bottoms up. So that's how the name came about. And we had that, and then that became a T-shirt shop and the clothing shop, and and we sold all kinds of things there, and that was great fun. But then around 1981, well, I should say first, the first club that we ever did anything for, one of the first jobs we ever did was for Timberland Corvette Club. And they met in my living room, in fact, and picked out kind of, they had a design they'd drawn up, a real cute design with their, where the word Corvette Club makes the Corvette car. I'm sure you've seen their design over the years because mm-hmm. it hasn't changed. But anyway, so we printed that. But so that was kind of our little, then we went on and did more clubs, Stray Angels. We got a few other kind of clubs mm-hmm. and schools would come to us. We had started manufacturing our own T-shirts, in fact, because you couldn't get T-shirts that easily.
Oh, wow.
At first I ordered from Anvil Manufacturing mm-hmm. out of New York City. And because there weren't the suppliers around just with T-shirts. You know, T-shirts at that time were the ones you pick up at Penny's, three in a package. Mm-hmm. They're underwear. And they were white. But Anvil had some colored shirts, and so I would buy a few dozen from them and have them shipped here and do them. But after a while, the schools, you know, they have their colors like gold and brown for the Mustangs mm-hmm. at Eastwood and white and red for the Fullerton Four. So I thought it would be fun to make T-shirts in school colors. So I did set up kind of a little manufacturing shop there in that shop at home and had friends and relatives that made T-shirts. So we did that for a while, too.
I did not know that.
No, I know. Those T-shirts were like iron. They were so fun to make, you know, and people had them just for the longest time. But it would be interesting to know if what would have happened if we had continued on in that path. But we didn't. We went kind of into regular retail shop with all kinds of other things. But so say about 1981, the Corvette Club got the idea of doing a little cruise on Harvard. They thought that'd be kind of fun. And the news spread like wildfire. And as you know, the streets were lined with people,
yes.
even from the very first year.
Yep.
But they wanted a T-shirt. So Paul Hubbard and I, we printed T-shirts out of the back of a pickup at Pete's Drive-In. So Gene, my husband, he made iron-on transfers that said, I cruised Harvard, something like that. I have the design. I've forgotten exactly what it said. But anyway, we printed the transfers, and then I had boxes of T-shirts there. And so mm-hmm. they sold like hotcakes, or I guess you could say hot teas.
Yeah.
You know, they really went. I think we probably sold them for about $8 a piece. So something like that kind of tells you a little bit how times change.
Right.
Price-wise.
Yeah. Custom T-shirt for
yeah.
an event for
yeah.
$8.
So that was the first graffiti cruise. And we did that for a couple of years. And then, you know, the city would like it if we didn't jam up Harvard. And so we got it going downtown. And then for a long, long time, we printed the cruise shirts. Thousands and thousands of them for the car clubs. So that was kind of a big thing. So we still print the ones for Blackberry Festival, and we do lots of other events. In fact, that's mm-hmm. our main business really in screen printing is with businesses and with for events such as Music on the Half Shell, the cruises, all kinds of you know, reunions and things of,
right.
of that nature.
And we used to have we don't even do it that exact way anymore,
mm-hmm.
but we had you do a bunch of stuff for years with Miss Douglas County when we had to have numbers or things personalized for the contestants.
And, oh, right,
yeah,
right,
and the,
right.
And
we
shirts,
did that for
so,
the,
yeah.
yes, for the pageant,
mm-hmm.
right. And we did lots and lots of Vacation Bible School
lots.
Shirts, yeah, lots and lots for, mm-hmm. you know, the local churches here, and we actually did them for around Oregon and the West Coast. Quite a few different places.
Well, yes. It's already time for a quick break here. So
wow.
We're going to be back in just a moment, and Carol and I are going to talk a little bit more. So we'll be back in just a moment with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And I'm in the studio here with Carolyn Kemp from Prince Charming. And so, Carolyn, you told us how you got started and some of the things that you do. And I know later you incorporated your family into it. So
We did. Our boys had always been involved in it from the time they were in fifth grade and sixth grade. They all kind of took part in the production. But in around 2000, we incorporated and we included our two oldest boys. Our youngest one had other things he wanted to do, so Rick and Randy became in our corporation. But we also, about that time, we added embroidery to our mix of things that we do. So we started out with a three-head machine, and now we have 15 embroidery heads. So we have a pretty good embroidery production. We also have laser engraving, so we can engrave on glass or wood and things like that. Things that we do in that store, besides the retail shop, we do have a great retail shop with all kinds of comfort clothing. And the thing I really like to let people know is we have the same, you can get a tank top in January in whatever color you want at our store.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get a sweatshirt in August in whatever color you want. Not just black and gray and whatever. Mm-hmm. You can get any color you want. So we carry the, you know, kind of stock standard things year round. Plus there are other fashion items, and I would encourage people to go to our website or come in, but go to our website, which is pcttshirts.com, and look at our comfort clothing button. Press on that and you'll see our catalog, and you can order anything you want, and we'll have it in a couple days if we don't already. Let's see, what else we do there? We do screen printing, embroidery, engraving. We have a direct-to-garment machine so that we can do individual things. If you have just, you want to put a photograph on a quilt square or on a t-shirt, or if we make coffee mugs, individual coffee mugs. We do promotional products so that you can buy pens grocery bags and mugs and things like that in bulk with your company name on them.
One of the things that I think I appreciate is that if people just even come in with an idea, you can help them work it out.
Yes, because we can.
You've done that with me multiple times, so I know that
right.
that you guys help people through the process, you know, because you do know that red polyester isn't the best with something else,
exactly.
Potentially. So your knowledge is so valuable.
Thank you.
And you're local, and that's what this whole local business buzz episode is about, is getting to know people behind the business and encourage people to go in there and shop local. And
so
stop
absolutely.
By. Stop by Prince Charming.
Right. We absolutely love our community.
Well, and you guys have given back a lot. You know, talking
we
like
try.
With my mom, you know, just like Alan that owns Premier, you know, a lot of people don't toot their own horn.
No.
And I love and respect that. But you guys are a group of individuals who do that. You give so much of your time, your energy, your effort to the community in a vast number of ways. And it's just really valuable. So
thank you
for being all the things you've been in my life. I just want to say thank you for that. And
you
put a smile on my face every time I see you, and I just feel grateful for having you in my life, and thank you for putting up with me in Sunday school.
That wasn't at all difficult. Thank you.
But I just encourage people to you know, this is a family. This is a family-owned business, and like what we talk about, when you go in and you make a purchase at a family-owned business, somebody there is doing a happy dance, and that portion of that money is staying here in the community. And so, you know, we're not anti-boxed, or, you know, that it serves its purpose, but we are about changing a mindset and thinking local first, thinking small business, and thinking family-owned and operated businesses. So, you know, you're going clear back to 1970. You guys have been here a long time and put in your dues. So,
right.
Definitely encourage 40, people to use that.
46 years now.
So. Oh, well, you need to start your shirts for your 50th. Start planning those.
I guess so.
Well, thank you so much you. For everything that you do in the community and for, you know, just being a good person, because you really are just
thank you.
A good soul. And and thank you for listening and encouraging us to continue on and, you know, talking about the Lord and being blessed. And,
absolutely.
That support is huge.
Yes, it is.
It may not be the biggest popular thing to do, but it's what we're doing. So
I think it's pretty popular with
could be.
Most everybody I talk to.
Well, yes. Thank you. And we truthfully feel blessed by this and this mm-hmm. opportunity. Like, as you know, I'd never done anything like this before and kind of just took a leap of faith. And that's what we talk about. That's what we have to do. And trust in the Lord. And you guys did that when you started your business. And and you and your family have been blessed. So
we have definitely been blessed. We really have. Yeah, we've always had food on the table. And we enjoy going to work every day.
And that's
never
what it's
regret it.
all about. So thank you so much. And I do want to announce, because this is our local business buzz section here, I need to announce that the winner of the $25 gift certificate from Umpqua Survival is Ray Walker. So Ray, if you're listening, we're going to be calling you here in a hot minute and letting you know how to pick up your gift certificate. So congratulations. Everybody go out to Umpqua Survival, stop in there, and put your name in the box, because your name could be the one that we call next week on the show. And again, support another local business here that's sponsoring this segment and, you know, affording the opportunity for other local businesses to come on here. So thank you to Umpqua Survival for doing this. Thank you, Carolyn, for coming and being on here. You were our first one. So
exciting.
Thank
you for the opportunity.
You know, so lucky. And thank Umpqua Survival, because they're helping do it. But
we support Umpqua Survival. We do things for them already.
Yeah, there you go. it's already
yeah,
a full
already
family.
A customer.
All right, we'll see you next week. Yes. And we will have Toastmasters and Oregon Tool and Supply on. Until then, this is your cue. Be kind, Douglas County.